It was a Christmas to remember, or yes, Boxing Day to remember for those who had Chris Wood, who had a hat trick against Newcastle in the early kickoff on Tuesday, 26th of December. Sri Lanka kept the faith. We kept the faith. Sri Lanka as he got another goal on the on a penalty against Fulham as Bournemouth won 3-0. And Manchester United came back from the dead after conceding 2-0 in the first half and getting a 3-2 win with Garnacho, Brace and Rasmus Højlund getting his first Premier League goal with the miracle goal finally here. Sean Miller's music was all over the social media on Tuesday. Fast forward to yesterday night, Wednesday, Brentford lost 4-1 to Wolves, considered a lot of mistakes. Chelsea got a narrow 2-1 win against Crystal Palace with a very late penalty from Nani Madueke. Missing players were Palmer and Sterling, and Man City got a 3-1 convincing win against Everton. Very physical game, but Foden was the standard player in which Man City won. We still have a lot of games to go, at least two games, Brighton versus Spurs and Arsenal versus West Ham. But before we get into that, welcome to the FPL Manual podcast show with your lovely host Wally, the FPL Manual. And yeah, I'm going to talk about what we should do ahead of the last game week of 2023 and approaching game 20. If you see, what do we do with those that still have our wild cards? I got a question about wild card. What do I do with my wild card team? And so on and so forth. So I'll be discussing on that quickly. So stay tuned for more. We will be right back. So I enjoyed my Christmas with my family. I didn't travel. I was in this capital of Nigeria, Abuja here. I didn't travel with my family. It was nice to have a full house. We all enjoyed ourselves, ate lots of food, drank lots of drinks, and I'm already bored. The holiday is here, so why don't I pick up the mic and record one more time for the last game week of 2023, also broaching into early January. Game week 20 is here, and apparently if you still have your wild card, this is a good time to use it, because after game 20 is going to reset and all of us will have a general wildcard again for the second half of the season. So starting with our questions for this week, what do we do with our wildcard? So if you have your wildcard, I think the first thing you want to do on playing your wildcard is getting out all the Newcastle players. Newcastle have not been on form, they have struggled of late. Injuries obviously is one of the main factors and that caused their season to go this way. However, the games are getting difficult. They're playing Liverpool next. After that, go on winter break, come back to play Man City. Then later, they play Aston Villa. So, and these are teams in the top four that are on good, at least good form in general. So, if you're on wild card, Trippier, maybe Dubravka can be on the bench because of his how cheap he is. But any other player, Gordon, Trippier, and maybe Callum Wilson or Isak, they can all leave. And you can get in players like Trent if you don't have him by now. Trent into your team, get Trent. You fit in more of City players. Probably Foden, one of Foden. You can get Foden, maybe a defender. Just a City defense is not still that great, but based on their features, it looks like they can get some clean sheets. Kyle Walker is an option. Erling Haaland, I don't know what's going on with his fitness news. We have not gotten anything from Pep yet. At least as of last night when I was still following up, I didn't hear anything. But probably there's something somewhere. If he's going to be available for the game on 30th of December, then we can wildcard him back in if you don't have him. But if you still don't have him right now, you can still wildcard him and have him for the future. Who knows? Erling is still going to get at least 20 plus goals this season. So, yeah, sure. Some people got frustrated with Ollie Watkins' consistent blank. Ollie Watkins has not scored in the last... how many games now? Okay, he scored in game week 17, but in the last 5 games, he has only returned once. So, a lot of people are asking questions. Do we say Ollie Watkins, or do we get in someone else? I think Ollie Watkins is one of those players I'm tempted to sell, but I just can't. Or I don't advise to sell because of One obviously features are looking good. Burnley, Everton, next Newcastle at home, Sheffield United, Manchester United, and so on and so forth. They have some nice games down to maybe beginning of March. At least that's what the features tell me here. However, I think one of the reasons I'm keeping Watkins because of the incoming AFCON players that are going, or the outgoing AFCON players that are going. AFCON players, that is Salah, Kudus, and all, you know, also Asian Cup players, Hinchan, Son, and the rest. So if I'm my wild card, right, I would like to keep Oli Watkins because he's still Oli Watkins, right? He still has about, I don't know, 11 goals, 9 goals, 9 assists, at least that's what the stats tell me here on FPL website. So he's still going to be one of those key players for Aston Villa going forward. So I will keep him. However, still on the wildcard topic, it would be nice to consider reducing the number of players you have in your teams that are traveling after now. So in case you didn't know, we have AFCON, that is the African Cup of Nations, coming up this January, on the 13th of January. And we also have the Asian Cup, that is all the countries in the Asian part of the world that are qualified for the Asian Cup. They are also going for, you know, the competition this window. So this January window, a lot of players will be leaving. So someone like me that has Son and Salah, they will not be available for Game Week 21 because Game Week 21 starting on 13th of January, and that's the same day that AFCON is going to start, and a day before Asian Cup is starting. So if you are on your wild card, you want to reduce the chances of missing out on players like this. For example, I have a friend that has Wang Hee-chan. Wang is also going for the Asian Cup to represent his country. I think it's South Korea. Him and Son are in. So if you have Wang Hee-chan, Son, Kudus, Salah in the same team, you have about 4 players there that are missing for Game 21. So if you're on a wild card now, this is the best time to also take out not just Newcastle players that are not on form, but also take out the players that are going to feature for their nations this January. So you could try and reduce them. Maybe leave, for example, from someone like me, I can decide to sell Salah or Son, and bring in, I don't know, Foden, or I'm thinking of someone else now that's not coming. Bowen, for example, that is going to play for the club throughout the month of January. So just a food for thought. So yeah, so that answers the question on the wild card. I think I've indirectly answered the question on AFCON players already. So after Game 20, as I said before, we're going to have a lot of players that are going to be missing due to AFCON coming and Asian Cup coming. So please kindly take notes of that and try to reduce those players. If you have about 4 players that are of those, you know, Africa or Asian Cup descent that have been called up, try and know who has been called up. And yeah, that would be that about that. So before I even talk about my team, so what did I score in game week 19? So it's not over yet. Game week 19 is still running down. However, I am on 31 points. Popular captain Mo Salah, who had about 3.2 million captaincies, blanked again. So that is back-to-back captaincy blank. Last week it was Oli Watkins. This game week now it is Salah. So I don't know. I'm hoping I can get a good return by the end of the year. Probably leaving it on Salah again before he goes for AFCON. So 31 points right now. At some point I was on 30k ranking on Tuesday night. However, right now after Sunday night, I am on 44k rank, and I have about 3 players left. Son, Richarlison, and Bukayo Saka. Those are the players I have left to play. I'm praying or hoping for Richarlison to get more of the action tonight when he plays Brighton away from home. He's the biggest differential I have here with less than, I think, 5% ownership. Okay, about 5% ownership. So a goal, assist, I don't know, 13 points would be nice from Richarlison. It will really help me get to somewhere around 20k ranking if Salah and Son don't over, if Son and Saka don't overscore or outscore him. So yeah, that's what my team looks like right now. So heading into the last game of the season, I'll just quickly do a team review of what actions I'll be taking ahead of Game Week 21, and, you know, end this podcast 10 minutes 15 minutes. That is the plan as usual, so let's see how it goes. So looking at my current team, so far so good. I have some questions for myself to answer And I think I posted a tweet about those questions recently on my account, and I'll just read them out again. So there are a lot of fires to put out here. As I said, Newcastle have struggling players right now, so Trippier has to go. Rubavka can stay because he's very cheap and I can easily bench him for Areola. Watkins is on a blank streak. However, I said I might not only need to take him out because of the players going for AFCON, so he's needed to stay. So Watkins stays. Son and Salah departed for their nations. However, this game week, they are both playing at home. Son against Bournemouth, Salah against Newcastle. I think I would prefer to have either both or one of them. Probably both of them. But however, I will need to find a solution for those guys in 21, even without my wildcard. Then, no news on Haaland fitness, so I'm not sure whether I need to get him in Haaland back for game 20 or take a punt on Foden or Alvarez, who were very instrumental last night for Man City. So those are the fires. So answering them, I think I'm going to keep Salah and Son for now. I'm tempted to sell Son for Foden, you know, giving me less of a headache ahead of game 21. So I don't need to take like many hits to bring in Haaland and the rest. I'm tempted to sell for probably Foden or Bowen. But I don't know. I feel like I've had Son since game 4 or 5, and I don't know if this is time to sell him. I'll decide on that later. But right now, I've made a transfer move for Trippier out to Kai Walker. I'm not confident in that move because Kai Walker has not really... The entire Man City defense have not been keeping clean sheets, to be honest. But maybe fortune will change for me on those of us that have City defenders, because it looks easier right now, at least on paper. Sheffield United is away to Newcastle. A little bit difficult, but it's not impossible to get a clean sheet, I guess. Burnley, Brentford, and probably a double game coming around game 25, as tipped by many predictors online. So it'll be nice to start getting in some City players now. So Kyle Walker makes a return back for Trippier, who came in around game 13 or 14. So yeah, that's the transfer move I've made. So my full XI goes thus. I have Areola starting this time. Trent, Walker, and Cowell in defense. Mo Salah as the captain, since I don't have Haaland or Alvarez. Salah will be captain. Richarlison, Saka, Son, Palmer, Watkins in front, and Solanke. Starboy Solanke has been in top-notch form, probably going to win player of the month because of how instrumental has been for Bournemouth. Scored about how many goals this month? 3, 1, 4, 5, 6, 8 goals this month. That is quite instrumental. So I don't even want to say Solanke for maybe Alvarez. And I don't think I would. So that's what my team looks like. And on the bench, I have Dubravka, Achar, Igor, and Bea on the bench. So this is what my team is for game 21. And my captain is going to be Salah, as I mentioned. And I'm currently on 44k ranking. Probably will enter 30k after tonight. Hopefully, Richarlison scores more than 1 goal or 2 goals, you know. Or a hat-trick. Who knows? Never can tell. So yeah, that's what my team looks like. And that's basically it for Gaming 20's preview podcast show. Welcome again once more. Hope you enjoyed yourself here. If you have any question, please don't forget to text me on Twitter, or at least just, I don't know, someone tweeted at me last week and I was very happy. EFL, same thing, and I'm so happy. So just tweet your questions. I'll be able to answer it and suggest what moves, especially those that are on their wildcard. I'll be able to suggest what draft team would make sense on paper, at least for Gaming 20. Before we end this episode, this will be the last episode on FPL, last FPL episode within now and 13th of January, or I don't know, 11th to 13th of January, something like that. So coming soon, we have the African Fantasy coming soon. That is AFCON Fantasy. In case you don't know what that is, stay tuned. I'll be tweeting more on that. Immediately we cross into the new year, and the game launches on refever.com. But for now, just stay tuned. We have African Fantasy, that is AFCON Fantasy, coming soon. You'll be able to get the likes of Osime, Kudu, Salah, even Mahrez and Mane that you have not seen a lot back in your teams to feature in a fantasy football league. And I'll be here to give you all news and updates you need to know, at least for many of these teams. I'm only writing on a few countries. I plan on writing on 24 countries, but I've only written about 2 so far. So let's see if I can get that done between now and the new year, the first week in the new year. So thank you for staying tuned to the end of this podcast. Have a lovely week ahead, and may your arrows be green. Bye-bye for now.